The Gemara Masechet Tainis, Daf Ches Amud Aleph, teaches us, Amar of Ami, Ein Tfilosa Shel Adam Nishmas, Elam Keim Meisim Nafshe B'chapoy. A person's tefillah is only accepted if he davens as if his life is in his hands. In other words, with great kavana. Shenemar, as the Pasuk indeed says, Nesol Levavenu El Kapayim. Ask the Gemara, Eini, is that indeed true that tefillah is only accepted with kavana? V'ikim Shmuel Amayra Alei, as we find them many times in Shas, when an Amayra or a Tana would say a drasha, they would say it low, and they would have someone stand next to them who would announce and say the drasha out loud. V'darash. And he made the following drasha. The pasuk says in Tehillim, "V'yifatuha b'fihem u'v'lishonam yichazulai." They thought, Klai Yisrael thought that they could fool HaKadosh Baruch Hu by saying something that was only with lip service. V'libam, continues the pasuk, "Loi nochem imai." Their hearts were not connected to Hashem. V'loi nemnu b'brisai. They did not have kavana when they davened. Vafalpi, and even though they davened in such a fashion, without the proper kavana, the next pasuk there in Tehillim says, "V'urach michaper avoy, v'lo yashkes v'hibol l'shev apoy, v'lo yoyer kol chamosoy." So we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them kaparas avonos, forgave their sins, even though they davened without the proper kavana. Answers the Gemara, by kasha. Kan b'yochid, kan b'tzivar. When somebody davens b'yochid, his tefillah can only be accepted when he davens with the proper kavana. Kan b'tzivar, but if he davens with tefillah tzivar, there's a special koyach to the tefillah b'tzivar that even if it's said without the proper kavana, it's still accepted. And the Rambam in Perek Ches from Hilchas Tefila, Halacha Aleph, indeed says, Tefilas HaTzibur, Nishmas Tomid. The Tefilas HaTzibur is always heard by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'afilo hayabam choytim, even if amongst the Tzibur there are people who do Averis, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moyes B'Tefiloson Shlarabim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu never turns away, despises the tefillah of a rabbin. L'fikach tzorach adam l'sh'atev atzmai matzibur. A person should join the tzibur v'lo yispal b'yochad, and he shouldn't daven b'yochid kol zman sh'yochad l'spal l'matzibur. Anytime a person has the ability to daven tefillah of a tzibur, he has no right to daven b'yechidus. But Rabbi Akiva Eiger makes a very interesting observation. Akiva Eiger says, if we look in the Rambam, in Perek Beis, Halacha Vav of Hilchas Tshuva, says the Rambam, Af al pi sha'tshuva v'atzaka yofel oilam, even though tshuva and tzaka and crying to Hashem is always appropriate, it's particularly appropriate, and it's immediately accepted. B'medvar Murim, continues the Rambam, b'yochid, al v'tzibur, kol zman she'osim tshuva, a tzibur, as long as they do tshuva, v'tzoyakim b'leiv shalom, and they cry out with a leiv shalom, hein nanim. Ask Reb Kiveger, here it says that even a tzibur, kovmash oisim tshuva, v'tzoyakim b'leiv shalom. So says the Rambam that even a tzibur has to have leiv shalom in order for their tefillah to be accepted. Very different from what we learned in our Gemara, that a tzibur tefillah has the ability to work even when it's without kavana. And furthermore, it's even a steer to what the Rambam himself says in Hilchas Tefillah that we just quoted. So the Reb Chaim of Fandry explains as follows. He says, why indeed is there a difference between Tefillah B'Tzibur and Tefillah B'Yochid? That the Gemara here is saying that Tefillah B'Tzibur doesn't require that Kavana, and Tefillah B'Yochid does require that Kavana. So says Reb Chaim of Fandry, it's not that a Tefillah without Kavana could be accepted. Rather, what he explains is that when you're davening with a Tzibur, it's certain that at least one person in your Tzibur had Kavana. And therefore, that's what the Rambam is saying. Of course, Tefillah requires Kavana. And it makes no difference if it's B'Yochid or B'Tzibur. But when you're davening B'Tzibur, even if you don't have Kavana, at least one person in the group will have Kavana. That's one pshat. Another pshat is there's a difference between Seres Yimei Tshuva and the rest of the year. When the Gemara here says that Tefillah B'Tzibur doesn't need Kavana, it's referring to the Seres Yimei Tshuva. Any other time, even Tefillah B'Tzibur requires Kavana. The Sefer Yad David gives a different teretz. He says as follows. If we look in the words of the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, the Rambam is not speaking about tefillah. The Rambam speaks about tzaka, about crying, about davening to Hashem to rip up a bad gzeira, about doing tshuva. Tshuva, says the Rambam, even if it's done, B'Tzibur has to have a kavana. And that's what the Rambam speaks about in Hilchos Tshuva. The Rambam in Hilchos Tefillah, our Gemara is referring to Tefillah, the three times a day that we have to daven. During those three times a day that we must daven, there halacha is that even without the proper kavana, the tefillah is accepted. And I saw a beautiful word in the Sefer Chochmah Musar from the Alter from Kelm. He says there are two words in Lashon Kodesh that are very similar but not the same. One is the word sheker and one is the word kozov. He says the word sheker means that even as I said these words, I knew they weren't true. Kozov means that when I said the words, they were true. I intended to do what I said I'm going to do, but then I didn't fulfill what I intended to say. So he says, the pasuk says in Tehillim, Doiver shikarim lo yikoin l'neged einai. Somebody who davens without kavana, and what he's saying is sheker, it's not true. A rabbim, on the other hand, it's not sheker, it's kozov. Maybe they didn't intend to fulfill what they said, and therefore it's not as bad as sheker. When somebody davens up by himself and he doesn't have the kavana, that's called sheker. When somebody davens in front of amongst a tzibur, even if he doesn't intend to fulfill what he said, it's still not considered in the category of kozov. The Sefer Avodas HaMelech gives a different explanation how we understand the Rambam, the steer in the Rambam, the steer from the Rambam to our Gemara. He says, when our Gemara says that the Tzibur doesn't have Kavana, it doesn't mean that a Tzibur without Kavana, that Tefillah will always be answered. What it means to say is that sometimes it will be answered and sometimes not. Whereas if a tzibur has kavana, then they will certainly be answered. In other words, what Avodas HaMelech is saying is that there are three categories. One category is a yochid without kavana. A yochid without kavana is never answered. The second category is a tzibur without kavana. There, sometimes they are answered, and sometimes not. And the third category is a tzibur with kavana. A tzibur with kavana is always answered. Another teretz that I saw is that even when a person does an aveira, ben adam l'chaveroi, we know that not only must he do tshuva and ask forgiveness from the person that he did something wrong to, but every aveira ben adam l'chaveroi also carries in it a component of ben adam l'makam, and a person has to ask mechila for that aveira from HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well. And what the two Rambams are referring to is as follows. If your aveira was purely an aveira of ben adam l'makam, and not only was it purely an aveira ben adam l'makam, but you asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgiveness in a tefillah b'tzibur, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be meichel you, even if you didn't have kavanah. Whereas if your aveira was a more serious aveira, because it was an aveira ben adam l'chaveroi, there the tefillah, even if it's a tefillah b'tzibur, for it to be answered has to have kavanah. As we continue discussing the power of tefillah b'tzibur, there's a fantastic tshuva in the Shailos HaTshuva Tzemach Tzedek. He says, the Aloch in Shulchan Aruch Arachayim Simen Nun Beis Sif Aleph is that if somebody came to shul to daven Shachris and he finds them davening, and if he davens Pesukah de Zimra, he will not be able to get to Shemana Esrei together with the Tzibur. The Aloch is, he should skip. He should even skip Pesukah de Zimra in order to get to Shemona Esrei together with the Tzibur to be able to daven tefillah b'tzibur. Ask the Tzemach Tzedek that we have a rule in all areas of halacha that we don't stop doing a mitzvah, even if it's a lesser mitzvah, in order to do a more important mitzvah. There's a Rashi in Masechta Sukkah on Daf Chof Hei Amud Beis that speaks about the people who were carrying the coffin, the Aron of Yosef, in the Midbar, that became Tamei, even though, because they became Tamei, they could not bring the Korban Pesach on the proper time, because they were Tamei. Says Rashi, from here we learn, Oisik b'mitzvah, part of a mitzvah, they became Tamei, even though that Tumah prevented them from eating the Korban Pesach. From here we say, here we see, that even if you have a lesser mitzvah to do, we know the mitzvahs that say of eating Korban Pesach, it and Korban and mitzvah smila are the only two mitzvahs that say for which there's a chiyuv karis, clearly indicating that they are the most important mitzvahs that say. Yet, these people became tamei, a lesser mitzvah that say, in carrying the Aron of Yosef, even though it caused that they shouldn't be able to be mekayim the mitzvah say of eating Korban Pesach. So here too, asked the Tzemach Tzedek, why is the mitzvah of saying Pesukah de Zimra, which is the first part of our tefillah, pushed away in order that we should be able to daven tefillah b'tzibur? So he says that the reason, what is the reason we daven Pesukah de Zimra before we say Shemona Esrei? So the halach is, La'olam yisad adam shvacha shamakim v'akach yispala. The reason we say Pesukah de Zimra before we say Shemona Esrei is because by saying Pesukah de Zimra, we're causing that our tefillah should be listened. So explains the Tzemach Tzedek. If the entire purpose of saying Psukah Dezimra is in order that our tefillah should be answered, so when we say Psukah Dezimra, maybe we say it properly, maybe we don't say it properly. But tefillah b'tzibur, as we're learning in our Gemara now, certainly is always answered. So if the only reason, says the Tzemach Tzedek, we're saying tefillah, we're saying Psukah Dezimra, is in order for us to get our tefillahs answered, we have a much better way of getting our tefillahs answered. The better way of getting our tefillah answered is davening tefillah b'tzibur. And therefore, we are allowed to skip Psukah Dezimra if we have no choice in order to be able to, in order to say tefillah b'tzibur, which is more important. And he brings a gevaldige raya that this is the halacha. Because he says that we know the halacha is that on Chanukah, on Purim, if one skips saying Al HaNisim, he doesn't have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. So what would be the halacha, he says, if I'm davening Shemoneh Esrei on Chanukah and Purim, and I realize that if I'm going to say Al HaNisim, I'm not going to be able to make it to Kedusha. Now certainly saying Kedusha B'tzibur is more of a mitzvah than saying Al HaNisim. So maybe I should skip Al HaNisim and be able to say Kedusha. The halacha is not that way. Why? Because certainly the halacha says the Tzemach Tzedek is as we are learning in our Shir today, that you don't even skip a less important mitzvah in order to do a more important mitzvah. And therefore, even though Al HaNisim is less of a mitzvah than saying Kedusha B'tzibur, we're going to say the Al HaNisim, because I'm in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, and now is the time for me to say the Al HaNisim. Only Psukah Dezimra is skipped in order to say Tefillah B'tzibur. Why? Because our Gemara teaches us the power of Tefillah B'tzibur. And I saw a beautiful vart from the Bava Rebbe. The Bava Rebbe says that we learn in Parashas Korach that how were Korach and his group shown that they made a mistake, that they were wrong, again, when they were complaining against Moshe v'Aaron, through the Ketores. So he asks, why specifically is the Ketores that is the way that they were disproved? So he says, very interesting. He says, even though we know the halach is that tefillah b'tzibur means that you have 10 people davening together, 10 men over by mitzvah, he says there was a minig that they would look to have 11 people to daven together. Why 11? Because we know that the Ketores was made up of Yud Aleph Samamonim, of 12 different spices. And therefore, we should have 11 people davening together, like we have 11 Samamonim in the Ketores. Why? What's the connection, he says, between Tefillah B'tzibur, that we're trying to have 11 people daven together, just like the Ketores had in it 11 Samamonim? So he says, we know the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Perek Kuf Mem Aleph, Tikoin Tefilosi Ketores Lefanecha. The Tefillah is compared to Ketores. What happens by the Ketores? We have 11 different Samamonim with 11 very different tastes, 11 different profiles, and to combine together to make the delicious Ketores. So too, what does Tefillah B'Tzibur represent, he says. Tefillah B'Tzibur represents that we have different people, 10 people, 11 people, every one of them unique in his own way, every one of them unique in his own thinking, and everybody joins together to daven when they daven together, they create a reyach nichoyach l'Hashem. So he explains, what did Korach say? Ki kol ha'eda kulam kedoshim. Everybody is the same. Everybody is equal. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, no, take the Ketores. The lesson of the Ketores is that all of us, each one of us with our own unique attributes, with our own unique strengths, and also with our own unique weaknesses. And that's why, in fact, we know that one of the spices used in the Ketores was the Levoina. All of us join together. When we all join together, we're not all the same. But when we all join together in davening to Hashem and in being Meshabech to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then our tefillos are answered. The power of a tzibur who's different, combining in order to be daven to Hashem, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu indeed is mekabel those tefillos.